Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And one of the themes that we're going to be pursuing on the site over the next couple of months is this idea of the paperless office. Is it achievable? What do companies need to do to get closer to this nirvana of the paperless office? And how can technology help? So today I have with me one of our new contributors on the site, Lawrence Hart, who is also a consultant at Word of Pi and former CIO at AIM. So welcome, Lawrence.
Thank you, Lauren.
And Lawrence, I want to start out by asking, we've been hearing about the paperless office for a long time. So is it still a relevant idea? Is it even possible?
It's definitely still a relevant idea. I think there's been a couple things that have held us back. One is technology. When you're going to go paperless, that means everything you do with paper has to go paperless, which means you have to be easy to read stuff on screen. You have to find documents and I have to print them out, scan them, fax them. And you have to be able to share that information with people in a ready fashion. I know a lot of people who print stuff out and say, "Hey, I brought you a copy," and they hand it off instead of send it electronically because I didn't want to try to figure out how to get it out of my content system. It's too email or it's too locked down. So I definitely think it's achievable, but I think one thing that we have to be cognizant of is the fact that I don't think that paper-free is the end goal. I think it's just the point where we don't need to use paper. There's still going to always be people who want to print something out to read it or, have that convenience copy. Or I want to read it on the plane, and while I'm allowed to use my electronics for most of it, I'm not sure how much battery charge I'll have. So, when you get down to that, we're still going to have paper, but I think it's going to be more of the, I have it as a convenience, not because I have to do it. And I think that's really what we need to be keep pushing for and moving towards right now. I can't tell you how many times I sit there as a content management consultant, and someone will say, "All right, I'm going to send you the contract. Just can you put a wet signature on it and fax it back to me?" I'm thinking, you want me to print it out for the sheer purpose of putting ink to a piece of paper and then send the whole thing back after I scan it back in. Well, why do I need to do that? Why is that so critical? Because that's actually easier to fake than the digital signatures we have out there.
So you're alluding to some stuff that I want to talk about later in terms of how, technology can help. But first I want to ask you, there's some obvious benefits of a kind of the paperless office, reduction of paper, potentially reduction of ink and other, shipping, mailing costs, all these things that, and just the environmental impact of so much paper waste. But what are some of the lesser known benefits of a paperless office, and how can it kind of change the way we work?
So one of the benefits is really better tracking and enabling a more mobile workforce. And when I say a mobile workforce, I'm not talking about the sales guy who's always on the road. I'm talking about, you or me, and this afternoon I had to run out to, my kid's soccer game, and, hey, we just got a revision to this. I need you to sign it and get it back so we can start work on this tomorrow morning. And I'm like, I'm at a soccer field. I don't have a printer. I don't have a scanner. I'm not even sure I have a pen. But if I can do this on my device and sign it, the process is completed there and tracked. So the system tracks everything that happened. If I have to do a print and scan, what I've done now is I've created a second electronic copy of that document. And I now have to deal with, this is the raw contract. This is a signed copy of the contract. This is the countersigned copy of the contract. And I now have three electronic versions floating around if I'm dealing with paper. And I have to track that in my process so I can do all the necessary comparisons. You know, when we move, we get rid of paper, we can streamline the process, not just from an electronic content perspective of having less copies, but I don't have to spend the time printing and scanning and getting that done. And, you know, my personal home scanner is great, but sometimes I'm in a large office, and they said, yeah, we have a central scanner. It scans and it puts it in this folder over here. And I'm like, but how do I get access to that folder? And I always have to ask for help. And the people who work in that office, 9 times out of 10, they have to figure out, I'm not sure. I think it goes here. And it gives it some silly name. You have to open up a bunch of files, some of which might be sensitive and not relevant to you, to find the one that you just scanned in. So, you know, cutting down paper is great. Cutting down ink is nice. Printing and having less printers around, they generate heat and just suck up a lot of power. Beautiful. But, you know, when we look at the practical benefit of helping us actually work on a daily basis, that's something that the managers get behind. They're not just doing it to be altruistic. They're doing it to improve the way they work. And that's really, you know, the benefits that I see when we go to the paperless office is trying to streamline our methods, track our information better, and just focus on getting the work done. People don't pay me to be fussed in with a printer or a scanner. They pay me to do the things that happen.
So you're alluding to some. I just had a conversation the other day with an attorney who he was just talking about a $500 scanner, and he was saying, you know, once I scan in documents, and he works in the field of, you know, children's education and litigation. So there's a lot of paperwork associated with these kids' records. He can scan them in. He can search documents. He can search the text. He can apply metadata to them. So he can cut down, you know, hours or days in terms of retrieving certain kinds of information in the moment or later on, you know, from transcripts and all these other sorts of things. And he also has a central location for these files, so multiple people
right.
can work on them. Yeah, so can you – let's talk about that.
So I had a client once that had all these paper files for people, and they were huge. And they had to start off as paper because they're coming from different sources. Not everyone involved had access to a computer or the internet to fill out a form, and that they went into the office where that person was working, and they said, oh, well, you can use my computer. Well, we'll fill this for you right here. And people don't want to do that. They want to fill out the forms at home or, you know, get to them in a more convenient fashion. But being able to bring them all in and having them search and index is critical. You know, and I don't view this so much as, you know, the paperless office. I mean, it's great to get rid of all those file cabinets, which in itself is a thing of beauty. This is all about, you know, taking your processes and just streamlining them and making things findable, not having to go through those huge file cabinets. You know, he's got this thing that's searchable. He can now do work when he's not physically at the office, too. Or at his desk, he could say, oh, I'm... Today, you know, we had 2 feet of snow. I'm going to work from home. But I can still work from home because everything is electronic, and we cut out the paper. And when you get to larger organizations where they're distributed nationally or globally, having all that stuff digitized is a phenomenal time saver because you're not mailing that stuff around. You know, I'm working on a case, and the case started here in D.C., but I now need to do a review with the person because they're now living in San Diego. I don't have to sit there, find the case file, mail it out to San Diego, where I hope that it'll either be returned to the central location or maybe it's going to be there. So now I have to build a system to track where my paper is if that's what I'm doing. So yes, just digitizing this stuff, not just to save paper, just for efficiency's sake, drives me nuts. I mean, anyone who's ever applied for a mortgage knows it drives you nuts. Like, all this paper, why is there still all this paper here? Because the benefit seems so obvious to so many.
Yes. And just to take this one step further, I have been talking a little bit with different people about, you know, and you included, trends for 2015. And somebody brought up this idea of these of all-in-one systems. And you might not be a big fan of this notion, but I'm going to run it by you anyway. This idea that if something like a Salesforce CRM, if we can get our information to reside in one place, and then we can create APIs or other ways of integrating other applications in with that definitive application of record, we can kind of have all-in-one systems that allow us that great 360 view that everybody's looking for in terms of a business process or their customers or whatever the case may be. Do you think that's part of the paperless office trend?
People are not all going to use the same system in the cloud or anywhere. And you're going to have to work with people who aren't using the same system. But that's where the API concept, which you talked about, comes in. Is it shouldn't matter. The content, when I'm using the system, like Salesforce, it should go into the content system that I use. And when you use it, it should go into the content system you use. The API should be there, and it should say, oh, this is the system he uses. This is his authentication. I'm going to pass it through. And when I'm in that environment, when I'm doing my task, I'm not thinking about, oh, I have to pick this is my system, this is where it is, and, or do it separately and hope it links back. I shouldn't have to think about that. So I think from the API perspective, and I think getting to that one place to do my job is important. But I think I want to say that we're not going to have one place to do all my work. I'll have one place to do all my CRM stuff. But I might there might be a financial system for the financial people to do something where I'll go in to do my expenses potentially. But there'll be links, so I can be there and say, oh, but I'm going to link this to this opportunity and have them go back and forth. So you're going to want to use a system that does a specific task the best, but while you're working there, you shouldn't have to leave. And if you're a salesperson, you pretty much don't need to leave Salesforce for the duration of anything until potentially if you have a different kind of financial expense system. And the expense people will be living on their financial management system, and they'll be living there. And so, you know, when we start breaking this down, I think that will. I don't know how much of it. I think it's a continuation of the digitization, because I think when you look at it, we've already gone paperless, and now what we're trying to do is streamline and kill the old Alt-Tab Windows feature or whatever you do on the Mac. So it's go between applications, and you're just sitting there working in one. It's already digital, and now it's digital in one place.
Right. So you've alluded to some technologies that I think might kind of pave the way forward, but any final thoughts on kind of what could help us get closer to, you know, a paperless, collaborative work environment?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I see is the lack of use of digital things.
Yes.
A lot of organizations, they don't. I use them. I bought a full version of Adobe so I could do my digital signatures. It's simple. It's easy. I don't have to be connected online. Handles my PDFs. But then there's some people, when they get that copy, because of the PDF viewer they're using, they don't see it. They're using a non-Adobe viewer. And like, oh, I don't see the signature there. I'm like, I sent it to you. You know, I can not show it to you. I looked at the email. I downloaded the attachment to the email. And it's the signed one. And so we have problems like that. But there are also vendors, DocuSign, one of them, that allows you to do signatures in the cloud, so to speak. So now you have your documents linked to your system. They're sitting there in your cloud system. You say, oh, I want to send this to DocuSign to have these people find it. You mark where it's going to be signed, and then it comes back. And then they don't even have to have an application of their own on their desktop. You don't have to worry about a PDF view. It's completely browser-based. And it allows you to have a central warehouse for your signatures. Oh, everything's here. Oh, they're all kept here. Mine's a more of a manual process, but it's a one-off. I mean, for me, it's perfect. But, you know, when you start looking at these cloud vendors and you say, hey, Salesforce could, you know, be integrated with the DocuSign, and then, boom, you know, I get this, my contract signed. It comes right back to Salesforce where I need to connect it. And it streamlines that process. And there's no scan or print anymore. And that's the biggest thing. And in the U.S., we have wide acceptance of digital signatures. It's just been gaining traction and getting approved over in Europe. But that's in the EU. You know, I know Russia is nowhere near having that. I was out there early last year, and they were yelling at the vendors, why don't we have the ability to digitally sign things? Why haven't you pushed the government to, you know, pass this law? And so, and all of a sudden they're going, I don't know. as my first step to Russia, I will talk to my Russian compatriots and ask them. But it's a trick. And I think that's the biggest holdup, because that's the biggest reason I have to scan or print anything, is for that digital signature. Everything else, you know, to be honest with you, I sometimes print something out because my screen's too small, or the resolution, and it's just too hard to read on the screen. Uh-huh. The iPad has solved that problem for most people. I mean, you can't review documents on your phone or small. You can on a small tablet, but if it gets long, it gets, there's a lot of eye strain. So whenever we did a digitization project, we would make sure it says, well, what kind of monitors do you have for the people? Is it big? Keep in mind that we're the young, youthful tech people, but there are people who have been working this job for 30 years, and their eyesight's not as good as ours. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure they don't get eye strain. They can do this all day. It's easy to test it for 15, 20 minutes. Oh, it works just fine. Yeah, well, try it for 7 to 8 hours every day for about a month and tell me how it works. So, you know, the simple thing is screen size. I think the flat panel monitors have saved so many digitization efforts, because now you can do the monitors without, and leave the employee with a little bit of desk space.
So it's funny you should mention digital signature, because I wrote a piece about it sort of being the last mile of digitization of a whole bunch of work processes. So I could not agree more.
Yeah, it's the most critical piece, and it works great when you have a workflow and you're inside an organization. You say, "Oh yeah, I click the workflow, and that signifies my approval." But when you get outside working with other organizations, the digital signature is critical.
Yes. Well, Lawrence, as always, it's great to have you with us, and I hope you'll come back.
Lauren, I enjoyed every time, and I'll definitely be back.
Okay, great. Well, until next time, we hope that you'll check out searchcontentmanagement.com for more information on content management and information governance. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.